Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
Coming up on 5 Minute News. US bombs facilities in Syria used by Iran-backed militia. House votes to expand legal safeguards for LGBTQ people. And Biden speaks to Saudi Arabia's King Salman before release of Khashoggi murder report. It's Friday, February 25. I'm Anthony Davis. The United States launched airstrikes in Syria on Thursday, targeting facilities near the Iraqi border used by Iranian-backed militia groups. The Pentagon said the strikes were retaliation for a rocket attack in Iraq earlier this month that killed one civilian contractor and wounded a U.S. service member and other coalition troops. The airstrike was the first military action undertaken by the Biden administration, which in its first weeks has emphasized its intent to put more focus on the challenges posed by China, even as Middle East threats persist. Biden's decision to attack Syria did not appear to signal an intention to widen U.S. military involvement in the region, but rather to demonstrate a will to defend U.S. troops in Iraq. Earlier, the Pentagon spokesman, John Kirby, said the U.S. action was a proportionate military response taken together with diplomatic measures, including consultation with coalition partners. The operation sends an unambiguous message. President Biden will act to protect American and coalition personnel, Kirby said. At the same time, we have acted in a deliberate manner that aims to de-escalate the overall situation in eastern Syria and Iraq. The Democratic-led House passed a bill on Thursday that would enshrine LGBTQ protections in the nation's labor and civil rights laws, a top priority of President Joe Biden, though the legislation faces an uphill battle in the Senate. The bill passed by a vote of 224-206, with three Republicans joining Democrats in voting yes. The Equality Act amends existing civil rights law to explicitly include sexual orientation and gender identification as protected characteristics. The protections would extend to employment, housing, loan applications, education, public accommodations, and other areas. Supporters say the law before the House on Thursday is long overdue and would ensure that every person is treated equally under the law. Republicans broadly opposed the legislation. They echoed concerns from religious groups and social conservatives who worry the bill would force people to take actions that contradict their religious beliefs. They warned that faith-based adoption agencies seeking to place children with a married mother and father could be forced to close, or that private schools would have to hire staff whose conduct violates tenets of the school's faith. The House passed the Equality Act in the last Congress with unanimous Democratic support and the backing of 8 Republicans, but Donald Trump's White House opposed the measure, and it was not considered in the Senate, where 60 votes will be needed to overcome procedural hurdles. Democrats are trying to revive it now that they have control of Congress and the White House, but passage still appears unlikely in the evenly divided Senate. US President Joe Biden on Thursday told Saudi King Salman he would work for bilateral ties as strong and transparent as possible, the White House said, ahead of the expected release of a sensitive US intelligence report on the 2018 murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The report is a declassified version of a top-secret assessment that sources say singles out the 85-year-old King's son, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, for approving the murder of Khashoggi in the kingdom's consulate in Istanbul. Saudi Arabia denies that the 35-year-old Crown Prince, the de facto ruler of the kingdom, approved the killing. Biden and Salman discussed regional security and other issues, and the new US president told the Saudi monarch that he would work to make the bilateral relationship as strong and transparent as possible, the White House said. The two leaders affirmed the historic nature of the relationship, the White House said in a statement. It did not mention the Khashoggi report, a test of the decades-long close ties between the allies as they try working together to confront growing Iranian influence in the Middle East. A Saudi news agency statement, which did not mention the Khashoggi report either, said the leaders reviewed destabilizing Iranian regional activities, the US commitment to defend Saudi Arabia against such threats, and an assurance from Biden not to allow Iran to possess nuclear weapons. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app, ask your smart speaker, or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news. Daily.
I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Burn the Boats from Evergreen Podcasts. I interview political leaders and influencers, folks like award-winning journalist Soledad O'Brien and conservative columnist Bill Kristol, about the choices they confront when failure is not an option. I won't agree with everyone I talk to, but I respect anyone who believes in something enough to risk everything for it. Because history belongs to those willing to burn the boats. Episodes are out every other week wherever you get your podcasts.